developing buildings that conserve energy, reduce water consumption, and improve indoor air quality will be the focus of a panel discussion called Healthy Urban Infrastructure at Penn Thursday night. Let's look at the future of green building standards and energy policy with Alex Dews. He's Executive Director of the Delaware Valley Green Buildings Council. Alex, thanks for being here on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now, that's a mouthful. Tell me the work of the council.
Well, the Delaware Valley Green Building Council is focused on inspiring, educating, and connecting people around green building practices in the region. And we're one of 75 chapters of the national U.S. Green Building Council in the country that's focused on moving sustainable design and green building forward across the country.
How is our region relative to other parts of the country?
Quite good, I would say. A couple of years ago, we had the opportunity to host the national green building conference called Green Build here in Philadelphia. And it was a great opportunity to showcase all of the work that's happening in Philadelphia and the region around green building. So that's high-performance commercial buildings, residential buildings, but also a lot of the innovative infrastructure approaches we're taking by using green infrastructure as part of our buildings to manage stormwater issues.
Now, is there a mandate for buildings to conform, or is it primarily voluntary?
Currently, it's voluntary. The City of Philadelphia did adopt a mandate for city-owned facilities of a certain size to achieve the LEED certification, understanding that these buildings will be here for decades, will be paying the utility bills for decades, and that there are significant cost savings and improvements to the indoor environment to be realized by building to that standard.
Though, are those cost savings primarily in the long term? Does it, for example, typically cost more to get that building up and going?
It depends on the building specifically. I think there are a lot of different statistics that get cited about the cost differential between traditional construction and a LEED certified building. And I think that in a lot of cases, it's been shown that the cost difference is pretty marginal. The savings tend to be realized quickly enough that the payback is within a few years.
So what do you intend to take up in this panel meeting Thursday night?
Well, I think it's a really interesting theme to look at how buildings play into the energy policy conversation. Buildings account for more than 60% of the carbon emissions in Philadelphia. So they're our biggest and best opportunity to reduce those emissions while realizing financial savings.
How long has LEED been in existence?
LEED has been around for over 10 years now.
And to what extent do its standards evolve?
Quite a bit, actually. The LEED standard, which started out focusing primarily on commercial buildings, has evolved to now include certification standards for schools, for existing buildings, for homes, and even a certification system called LEED for Neighborhood Development, where we were one of the first projects in the country to achieve platinum here in Philadelphia up at Temple's Paseo Verde multifamily housing project.
To what extent is the public in our region even aware of LEED standards?
I think there's a growing awareness of LEED and high-performance building standards in general. And I think it's interesting, this week is a very busy week in Philadelphia for this conversation. Right now happening is the Next Great City Forum, which covers healthy building standards as one of its key elements. And later in the week, the Tri-State Sustainability Symposium, which is hosted up at Temple University by Delaware Valley Green Building Council, will gather over 800 participants, 100 panelists to speak about these issues. There is a growing awareness and interest in the region in these issues.
Alex Dews, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Alex Dews is Executive Director of the Delaware Valley Green Buildings Council.